Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Tell me about yourself and what you do.
My husband and myself and my three-year-old daughter, we sold everything and all of our possessions, our business, our house, and we are travelling Australia for 3 years, exploring this beautiful, amazing country that we have and travel writing as we go to tell people the best places and what they can see, and hopefully to inspire other people to take some time out from life and escape the ordinary and explore the extraordinary.
You've inspired me already. I'm actually leaving right now. So
you're sold.
I'm gone. So you've got a Facebook page. People follow you on the Facebook page.
We do. We've got 20,000 Facebook fans. It's called This Is Our Australia. They can read it and think, oh, yes, that is me. Or, oh, no, that's maybe not me. But we try to give as much information as we can so that people can decide whether it's a journey that they might want to take with their friends or their family and see our beautiful country.
And one of the regions you visited is the Banana Shire, and you loved it.
Oh, this is a beautiful place to take your family or if you're a grey nomad.
So do you have some favourites?
Oh, yeah, well, they've just opened a brand new Queensland Heritage Park in Billawheeler, which I think it's only about $10 a night to stay. I think it's $15 if you want water. So we sort of started in Billawheeler at the Queensland Heritage Park, and that park has some really cool things there. It's got indoor and outdoor heritage machinery. It's got these interactive displays that have photographs and family histories and a little theatre room that showcases all of the agriculture and mining and pioneering spirit of the region. So that was really cool to see. The next place we went to was Jivigin Golden Park Retreat. Now, this lovely lady called Marie and Robert, they've got this beautiful garden that Robert just uses his innovation to build, and it's got sort of Balinese and Japanese and Australian-inspired gardens. And then he's also got a whole big veggie patch, and they've got historical machinery. They've got horses and pigs, and you can feed the chickens. They had damper and billy tea, and it was just a really beautiful place to visit. We had a lovely morning there and took home some fresh veggies with us straight from the garden. So that was really awesome. One of the next places we went to was Baralaba Historical Village and Neville Hewitt Weir. Neville Hewitt Weir is a free campground. They do encourage donations, but it's on a river, and you go there and you can go fishing. They do say, though, make sure you read the fishing laws before. You can get a free copy from BCF of what you're allowed to catch and not allowed to catch and how many you're allowed to keep and all that sort of thing. But camping by the weir was beautiful, and we spoke to so many people. It was just so friendly. And that weekend, we were really lucky that the Baralaba show was on, so we got to see a rodeo, something that I will remember at how tough those kids are. Whew. Another experience we had was we actually got to do a sort of farm cattle station stay at Gyranda. Normally, this is another one that's sort of by appointment only, but we stayed at a cattle station and met the owners and had a really lovely time. They took us for a full tour of their station and went to water pools that we could swim in. And, oh, that was just another beautiful experience. And then probably the last one that I would definitely have to rate is the Cracko Pub and Gold Mine and Heritage Centre at Cracko, which is sort of outside Theodore. It's owned by Fred Brophy, and it's got all this incredible memorabilia. You sort of walk inside the door and there's things from the, I don't know how far back it goes, but at one stage there was between 3,000 to 5,000 people living in the town, because it was one of the last towns in Australia to have a gold rush. So they had all these people move to the town thinking that they were going to find gold, and they did find little bits, but then they realised that they had to dig down too deep to get the gold. So it sort of died off. But at one stage there were so many people, and the town is left in its original state. So all the buildings are just like deserted old buildings. So it was really an eye-opener, and they had some free camping at the Heritage Centre. I think there's about 4 spots where you've got a concrete pad and water and power. And, yeah, it was an amazing little town. And they sometimes put on the Fred Brophy boxing ring. That's another thing that draws the crowds, is when they have the Fred Brophy boxing rings, they call them.
You're incredible. As a motivational speaker, everybody's turned off the radio now. No one's listening. Everyone's driving out to the Banana Shire.
It's definitely worth going out to see. If you're looking for maybe a week would be fantastic to travel around, but even if you sort of only had a long weekend of 3 or 4 days, it's definitely worth going out there and just spending some time in nature away from everyone. You'll just soak up that beautiful country air and do those experiences. When you see those phone numbers, go and do those experiences. You can ask anyone. Everyone's always friendly and everyone's willing to help you. So don't be afraid to ask, because that's how you find the secret gems in places we found, is just by having a chat, investing the time to have a chat with people.
Melissa, great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And remember, it's Sandstone Wonders. Go and explore. It's a beautiful place.